Let's do this. From Vogue. Is having a boyfriend embarrassing now? Yeah, print media, the mainstream media, it's not going out of its way to try and split men and women up. No. There isn't a depopulation agenda at hand. No, they don't want to keep women out there in the workforce as useful tax chattel to double the tax base so that they can tax twice as much and also impoverish everybody so that nobody can accrue enough wealth to be independent of the system or open businesses, God forbid, and maybe compete with the powers that be. No. We can't have that pesky competition thing in a supposedly capitalist country, which we all know isn't a capitalist country, but a cronyist country. Hasn't been capitalist in a long time, if it ever was. And if it ever was capitalist, it was even then only partially capitalist in nature. Anyway, before I get into this video, I'd like to ask all of you to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit that notification bell. And also follow me on Twitter. I lost my old Twitter handle and page. I don't know why. I tried to log in the other day and I couldn't. Yeah, looks like Elon Musk banned me on Twitter. I guess it was posting videos that the Mr. Free Speech guy didn't like. So I opened a new Twitter. You'll find that link down in the description. Also, please consider supporting my GoFundMe. I'm trying to get out of the current housing situation I'm in. That's supposed to be temporary, but I've been here way too long. It's not a good situation at all. So if you could help me out by contributing to my GoFundMe, I'd greatly appreciate it. You'll also find that link in the description with a bit more explanation as to what that's about. Anyhow, on that note, let's get into this story. So having a boyfriend, is it embarrassing? What would depend on what kind of girlfriend you have? If you're a dude, wait. I love the implication. So it's embarrassing to have a boyfriend, but it's not embarrassing to have a girlfriend. Wow. They can't help but show their misandry and their double standards, right? Yeah. Of course. Yeah. And how self-serving they are. No. You as a man, you should want to have a girlfriend, i.e. provision for a woman. But as a woman, you shouldn't want a boyfriend. That's embarrassing. Talk about lacking in self-awareness. So if you're telling women not to have a boyfriend, then aren't they less likely to get with a man and thereby be provisioned by said man? And by the way, is the writer of this article a woman? Chante Joseph? Well, the first name doesn't sound like a man. So you as a woman writing this article are actually going against your own best interest, because this article has been making it less likely for you as a woman, a female, who's writing this article, to find yourself a man to provision you. But meanwhile, you want to send the message that it's okay for a man to have a girlfriend. Undermining your own self-interest, ladies. Can't help yourself, can you? Yeah. If someone so much as says, my boyfriend, on social media, they're muted, are they? I suppose, maybe. I don't know. I've never heard of this. But is this a thing? It's possible. There's nothing I hate more than following someone for fun, only for them to come, their content to become my boyfriendified suddenly. Boyfriendified? Okay. This is probably because for so long it felt like we were living in what one of my favorite Substackers calls boyfriend land. Substack? Okay. A world where women's online identity centered around the lives of their partners. Oh, I see. So women shouldn't center their lives around a man, but a man should center his life around a woman. That's the implication here, because you're not saying it's embarrassing to have a significant other. Just a significant other that's a man. I see. Interesting. Continue, sweetheart. A situation rarely seen reversed. Women were rewarded for their ability to find and keep a man. Rewarded by who? The man? His resources? They certainly weren't rewarded by other women. What are you talking about? Unless you consider the attention and validation and approval of other women, i.e. the sisterhood, as reward, which I guess a lot of women do, actually, which is why they tend to side with said sisterhood. Of course, that usually has more to do with women wanting to continue to live in DeLulu land.
So they tend to reinforce each other's narratives and worldview. But anyway, with elevated social status and praise from other women. And even then, only from other women if that man is in the top echelon of dudes. I mean, if she's dating a dude that works as a janitor, she's not really going to get much, if anything, in the way of social status and praise. Quite the opposite. Oh, now that's going to get embarrassed. Then she's going to be embarrassed by other women. You know, it became even more suffocating when this could be leveraged on social media for engagement and if you were serious enough, financial gain. Okay. How many? All right, whatever. However, more recently, there's been a pronounced shift in the way people showcase their relationships online. Uh-huh. Yeah. Far from fully hard launching romantic partners, straight women are opting for subtler signs. A hand on a steering wheel, clinking noises at dinner, or the back of someone's head. I don't know what this person's talking about. They're talking about a world I don't know. I mean, by the way, how many... Well, I guess there are way too many women on social media, but how many women on social media are actually getting a real following? Not that many. This is some weird subculture I'm not familiar with. I don't know. I mean, maybe this is this woman's culture, but it's not mine. Anyway, on the more confusing end, you have faces blurred out of wedding pictures. Maybe that's to actually protect the person they care about from some kind of blowback from their complaining on TikTok. Although, if you're a woman complaining about your man on TikTok, I think you got more problems than... I mean, if you're doing that, you shouldn't be on TikTok. Don't do that. You've got issues, okay? Or entire professionally edited videos with the fiancé conveniently cropped out of all shots. I mean, ladies, let me tell you something. If you have a significant other, you shouldn't be on TikTok. Jesus, I can't talk. Talking about them. Positives or negatives, okay? You should be respecting the boundaries of your relationship. And what happens in that relationship stays in that relationship. Yeah, you might have some close friends you talk about your relationship with, get advice. Or maybe you talk to your mom or your dad or your sister or something like that. But not the general public. That stuff is supposed to stay private. And for the most part, should be sacred. You don't see men going out there en masse talking about this stuff. You shouldn't be either. So having this weird kind of ethos, this weird kind of set of rules surrounding, you know, how and when and what you should be talking about in regards to your relationship on social media shouldn't exist. You shouldn't be talking about your relationship on social media, ladies. And men, if your woman is doing that, you need to dump her. We need to nip this stuff in the bud. Not that that would change anything. But anyway, it wouldn't hurt. Women are obscuring their partners' faces when they post as if they want to erase the fact that they exist without actually posting them. Okay, so what gives? Are people embarrassed by their boyfriends now? What she's saying here is you should be embarrassed. We want you to be embarrassed. And we want to make that implication without actually coming out and saying that. So that women will become less likely to have a significant other in the first place. Yeah. Or something more complicated going on. Not that you would understand if there was. To me, it feels like the result of women wanting to straddle two worlds, one where they can receive the social benefits of having a partner. What social benefit? There are no social benefits to having a partner unless he's a top 10% dude. Okay? But also not appear so boyfriend-obsessed that they come across as quite culturally loserish. Wait, so it's loserish? No. You want it to be seen as being a loser to care about having a partner. Yeah. So this article is to push women to be ever more strong and independent in how they present themselves, which off-puts men. And the powers that be know that. Right. They want the prize and celebration of partnership, but understand the norminess of it, says Zoe Samudzi, Writer and activist. Oh, activist. So you're not a writer, you're an activist. And you pretend to be a journalist, and then you use your journalism as a vehicle to spread woke propaganda and socially deconstruct the West. Got it. In other words, in an era of widespread heterofatalism. Here we go with the buzzwords. Oh, geez. Making up words now. Heterofatalism. You learn that word in university? Yeah. Women don't want to be seen as being all about their man. But a man should be all about his woman, of course. But also want the clout that comes with being partnered. There isn't even any clout with being partnered unless the dude meets certain baseline criteria that women have created by pricing themselves out of the mainstream market. Six figures, six pack, 6 feet, 6 inches or more. Yeah. But it's not all about image. Yeah, it is. And by the way, the powers that be, the media, academia, government, they all use, they all project a certain image as the ad populum fallacious norm so that women will then adopt that as part of their self-image. And then that becomes the reality of the situation. When I did a call out on Instagram, plenty of women told me they were in fact superstitious. Yeah, don't say. Women are superstitious. A sex that by and large believes in astrology and magic is superstitious. That believes in psychics and mediums and spiritualism tend to be superstitious in nature. Nah! You're kidding. Some feared the evil eye, a belief that their happy relationships would spark a jealousy so strong in other people that it could end the relationship. Others were concerned about their relationship ending and then being stuck with the posts. I was in a relationship for 12 years and never once posted about him or talked about him online. There's numerous typos in this article, by the way. I'm having to correct them as I go. We broke up recently. Yeah. And I don't think I will ever post about a man, says Nikki, 38. Even though I am a romantic, I still feel like men will embarrass you even 12 years in. Yeah, you can tell she don't like men. So claiming them feels so lame. Yeah, it's so lame to claim that you have a man, to claim the man. He might embarrass me. Yeah. But of course, you posting constantly on TikTok talking about your feelings and how you believe in magic and ghosts. Oh, no. Nothing embarrassing there. You're not embarrassing him. You're not making him look like a fool to the people in his life that know that you're his partner. Excuse me, his girlfriend. Oh, no. Of course not. You could never embarrass your mate, could you? But there was an overwhelming sense from single and partnered women alike that regardless of the relationship, being with a man was an almost guilty thing to do. Well, of course. That's how they've been taught to feel. Which is why so many of them don't have a man. And the number is increasing. On the Delusional Diaries podcast, oh God, fronted by two New York-based influencers, of course. Of course, they're from New York. Haley and Jazz. Yeah, of course, that's their names. They discuss whether having a boyfriend is lame now. Yeah, okay, these are two women who can't get a man. Okay, these are two women who can't get a man. And they want to normalize it. And they want to normalize it for other women who themselves can't get a man. I.e. your modern-day fem cells. And let's be honest here. A fem cell is not a woman that can't get sex, because the truth of the matter is almost any woman can get sex. Thanks to so many of you pathetic losers out there with weird fetishes that you're just super desperate simps and you'll bang anything with a pulse. Okay? It's that fem cell for a woman is a woman that can't find a relationship. Okay? Why does having a boyfriend feel Republican? Oh, geez. Read a top comment. So they're trying to turn off the majority of women from getting into a relationship. Wow. So the move, the moves that the powers that be are making, the tools that they are employing, the propaganda that they are deploying, using media, academia, the government, even social media, and all of their controlled op shill influencers within that space has been ramped up. You people out there that are talking about stupid BS like, we're winning the culture war. You're not winning anything, you idiots. Just because the narratives are now shifting doesn't mean you're winning anything. The powers that be are just now shifting, changing their tactics and deploying new tools, okay? You're not winning. Trust me. Boyfriends are out of style. They won't come back in until they start acting right. Yeah, okay. So making enough money, even as women continue to make more money and price themselves out of the market and thereby shrink the amount of men that actually qualify for their insane standards. Read another with thousands of likes. In essence, having a boyfriend typically takes hits on a woman's aura. Aura. Okay, yeah. Women believe in auras too, guys, yeah, as one commenter claimed. Funnily enough, both of these hosts have partners. Bull, they ain't got no partner. What do you mean partners? Are they married? No, which is something I often see online. Did you say, notice the article didn't say husbands. No, they've got some dude that's hitting it. And it's probably hitting it with a bunch of other broads as well. And maybe these broads are good looking. I don't know. I don't know what this Haley and Jazz look like. But I'll tell you what. They're not married. You know how I know how I know they're not married? The article would say so. If they were. No. They've got some dude who is a friend with benefits. Okay? Who's spinning plates and they're one of the plates. Who cares? They've got a partner. No, they're getting hit by a dude that could at any time quit. He just hasn't yet because he's getting easy access. It's not impressive to me when some woman is getting hit by a dude who can at any time quit because he's not married to her. So don't tell me that these broads somehow know what they're talking about or they're unbiased because they have a partner. No, they got some dude who is tapping that, you know what, and that means nothing to me. That does not give these women some kind of extra validity or clout or make them unbiased in regards to their opinions. As one commenter claimed, funnily enough, both of these hosts have which is something I often see online. Yeah, they're not partners. They got dudes who are hitting it. That's it. Even partner women will lament men in heterosexuality, partly in solidarity with other women. Yeah, the sisterhood. That's what they care most about. But also because it is now fundamentally uncool to be a boyfriend girl. Uh-huh. Interesting. Okay. Fundamentally uncool to be a boyfriend girl. That's what they want. So this article, I'm observing a trend. And the trend is that women are getting, they're getting tired of men, and they're getting tired of having boyfriends, and they're getting tired of being associated with men, and they're getting tired of their validation and then self-worth and world focusing on being centered around a man. No. You're saying that because that's what you want women to adopt. That's what you want them to become and believe and adopt as their mindset and world view. This is just more programming. Break up men and women to divide us so they can further conquer us. It's the depopulation agenda at work, baby. It's not just in these women's imaginations. Audiences are icked out by seeing too much boyfriend content, myself included. Yeah, bullshit. You're just telling women how you want them to be by saying this is how it is. So get on board, ladies. And women, being the type of collectivists that they are who go along to get along, especially when it comes to the sisterhood, they're going to acquiesce and adapt. It seems as indicated by my liberal use of the mute button, when author and British Vogue contributor Stephanie Yeboa, all these weird names, hard launched her boyfriend on social media, she lost hundreds of followers. Hundreds? That's it? Even if we were still together, I wouldn't post them here. There is something cringy and embarrassing about constant posting your partner these days. Yeah, because, what do you mean partner? Stop saying partner. Are you married? No. She tells me, adding that they're not your partner. Partners means equal. But you're not equal. You're different. You're not the same. She tells me, adding that there's a part of me that would also feel guilty for sharing my partner constantly. Why? Why would you feel guilty? You mean talking about your life and the things in your life that are important? Oh, but the powers that be don't want you to prioritize your husband or a boyfriend, let alone have one, which is the whole purpose of this article. Oh, I see. Okay, continue. Especially when we know the dating landscape is really bad at the moment. I wouldn't want to be boastful. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. So you want to do the exact opposite. Discourage women from getting into relationships or prioritizing those relationships or both. And of course, if you don't prioritize your relationship, you won't have a relationship, which is what the powers that be want. And if you don't ever get a relationship in the first place, well, yeah, there you go. Problem solved. Unless you, I mean, problem solved if you see having a boyfriend as a problem, which is what this article wants you to view a boyfriend as, a problem. Sophie Milner, a content creator, also experienced people unfollowing her when she shared a romantic relationship. Oh, God forbid the single cat moms unfollow you when you talk about having a mate. Yeah, we got to, you know, we got to pander to the spinsters out there, which is ever more women, which will create ever more spinsters. That's the point. This summer, a boy took me to Sicily. A boy? Ain't no boys taking you to Sicily, honey. If a boy is taking you to Sicily, meaning he's paying for it, that ain't a boy, okay? And if you're referring to him as a boy, then, well, he shouldn't be with you because you're extremely condescending to a dude who can afford to and does pay for your trip to Sicily. So you have no respect for him and his resource accruing capabilities. Wow. Talk about somebody that has a high opinion of themselves. Dude paid for me. He paid for me to go to Sicily, and I call him a boy. You deserve to be manless, sweetheart. I posted about it on my subscribers section, and people replied saying things like, please don't get a boyfriend. She admits that her content perhaps becomes less exciting when she's in a relationship. But your life is better. But I only care about the attention and validation of strangers, i.e. prioritizing things that shouldn't really matter to me. People wonder why women are less happy than ever. Being single gives you this ultimate freedom. What freedom? You know, this freedom that you think you have is actually a prison, because the only thing you have that you can substitute for having a relationship and a family is hedonism and materialism. Things that do not fill in the gaps that family and a mate do. You can't fill the abyssal chasm within you with material goods. That's just how it works. So you substitute a thing that can't give you purpose and meaning when you want purpose and meaning for a thing that can. Well, that makes a lot of sense, ladies. And you call that freedom. Well, you're free to be miserable. It's freedom not to tie myself to a man or squalid babies. Okay, sure. All right. Well, that's your choice. You have that choice. Oh, yeah, being single gives you this ultimate freedom to say and do what you want, I guess. It is absolutely not for every woman. But I do notice that we can become more beige and watered down online when in a relationship, myself included. Well, God forbid you prioritize a man, a husband, and a family over random strangers on TikTok. From my conversations, one thing is certain, the script is shifting. Yeah, because you're shifting it, and women are listening, because they follow the crowd, and you present yourself as the crowd, and they believe you're the crowd, so they follow you. Being partnered doesn't affirm your womanhood anymore. Uh-huh. It is no longer considered an achievement. Right. And of course it shouldn't be. And if anything, it's become more of a flex to pronounce yourself single. Okay. Yeah. As straight women, we're confronting something that every other sexuality has had to contend with. What do you mean, every other sexuality? That's saying that there's more than one. It's not plural. There's only one other sexuality, men. There's not multiple. I thought it was just... Oh, my God. I don't want to even get into the whole debate. It's so stupid. Politicization of our identity. Heterosexuality has long been purposely indefinable. No, it's not. Heterosexuality is you're attracted to the opposite sex. That's it. How is that indefinable? So it's harder for those within it and outside of it to critique. Why would you want to critique heterosexuality when the... What is there to critique? It's what allows the species to continue and for stupid people like you to critique the very thing that led to their existence. I am critical of the thing that created me. You wouldn't exist without it, idiot! Shut up! However, as our traditional roles begin to crumble by your efforts, maybe we're being forced to reevaluate our blind allegiance to heterosexuality. What are you talking about, a blind allegiance? It's called biological reality. And by the way, if this so-called gender identity BS is only about your own self-image and how you view yourself, what the hell are you talking about? I thought it wasn't biological. I thought that gender identity had nothing to do with biology. But we all know, of course, it does, and you just say that as a dodge to not have to actually contend with any real criticism. And we all know it's all about changing people's view of biology and muddying the waters and bringing up stupid arguments like this. Oh, blind allegiance to men and women liking each other. Yeah. As if that's even an idea. Right, the implication being that everything is a social construct, including heterosexuality. Yeah, that's not biological determinism. Oh, no. Obviously, there's no shame in falling in love. You just said there is. You said it's shameful and embarrassing. It's embarrassed. Being embarrassed. Something that is embarrassing should be embarrassing, as you have implied, is not also shameful. Why would it be embarrassing then? Oh, but, oh, now you're going to say it's not. Right, plausible deniability. Yeah. Now at the end you're saying, oh, don't be ashamed. Just be embarrassed. But there's no shame in trying and failing to find it. But you're telling them not to try. You're saying it's embarrassing to have a boyfriend. It's embarrassing. Just don't talk about it, because it's going to make other women who can't find what you have feel small by comparison, and it's going to make them feel like they're failures, which they are. So you should just be a failure as well and join the club. Yeah, that's what effinism is really all about. Be a loser woman. Oh, yeah. And as long as we're openly rethinking and criticizing heteronormativity, because God forbid, why don't we criticize the trans stuff? Why don't we criticize the gay stuff? Oh, no. See, those are oppressed classes. Those are niche groups. They're small. You can't criticize them. They're not the majority. It's okay to criticize the majority because, you know, this is all about Marxism, right? And if you're the majority group, then you're an oppressor. So it's okay to criticize you. But you can't criticize me. Or my idiotic takes on reality, which don't really have anything to do with actual reality. Ay, ay, ay. Having a boyfriend will remain a somewhat fragile or even contentious concept within public life. It's a concept? It's not a thing? It's not an objective truth within the world that men and women, on average, generally speaking, want to get with each other because of biological determinism? To continue the species? And because of the biological drive to want to perpetuate said species? Okay, whatever. This is also happening alongside a wave of women reclaiming and romanticizing their single life. You mean the whole strong, independent, you go girl, slay queen, woman, effinist movement? Uh-huh, yeah. So woke, nonsensical, social constructivism being pushed on women. So solipsism, instead of acknowledging how the world and biological reality actually works. Got it. Where being single was once a cautionary tale, you'll end up a spinster with loads of cats. Which is what's going to happen if you embrace this worldview. It is now becoming a desirable and coveted status. Another nail in the coffin of, oh, centuries-old hetero fairy tale. Oh, it's a fairy tale now to be heterosexual and want to find a mate. Yeah. Okay. But it's completely within reason to believe you can change your biological sex, which is really what these people are pushing when they talk about gender identity. Well, it's perfectly reasonable. It's perfectly reasonable to believe you as a man can have babies and menstruate. It's perfectly reasonable to put tampons in the boys' bathroom. Perfectly reasonable. Oh, that's not the fairy tale. No! That never really benefited women to begin with. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Oh, yeah. Getting with a dude and him provisioning for you and protecting you. Oh, my God, that never benefited women, and it doesn't benefit them now. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So this is the tell. They're saying the quiet part out loud. They're telling you what the actual goal of this article is. To brainwash women into believing there is no benefit to getting with a man, and it's all downside, right? There's never been a benefit to being with a man. Not throughout the history of the world. Lions, tigers, bears. Nah, you were never at risk of being eaten by any of them. Or being the victim of grape or whatever. Or the elements. Or not being able to hunt and kill your own food or grow your own food. You were not at any risk from the elements. You didn't need protection and provisioning. You didn't need a man to provide for you. No, 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 no. Never! Women would have been much better off without men, even though without men there would be no species. But hey, whatever! You never needed a man. Man has never been needed throughout the history of the world. They just told you that in that one sentence. Got it! Genius article, ladies! Never really benefited women to begin with. Yeah. Coveted status, which is representative of the actual role. So what you're saying here is that women never benefited being with a man. You're a freaking moron. Well, there you go. There you go, folks. Genius article telling you that you need to stop having a man, stop having boyfriends, or at the very least, if you're going to have a man, be embarrassed about it. But don't be ashamed, just embarrassed. Because we have pejoratized shaming. So now we're just going to say embarrassed. Same difference. So you should be ashamed of having a boyfriend. And if you do, keep it on the back burner. Don't prioritize him, which is going to mean he's going to leave you. And then you're going to be a spinster anyway. So be a spinster and you never needed a man. You don't need a man, but not only do you not need a man now, because men made the world so easy to live in that you get to feel you don't need a man, even though men undo all the hard jobs that allow you to feel that way, but you never needed him! That bear, that lion, that tiger, no, you could have killed it with your bare hands! You would have invented the gun! You would have invented the bow and arrow! You would have discovered fire! You would have discovered complex physics and made that firearm that would have blown that bear away. Oh, yeah, ladies! Never did it, man! Never! This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The stupidest! And they're telling you this article that you should not have a boyfriend. That's it. Be a spinster, ladies. Be a cat mom. That's the new empowerment. That's the new flex! Be boyfriendless! And while you idiots out there think you're winning the culture war because more people say they're considering being Christian and being a trad-con woman, even more women than that are buying into this BS! As chameleon women that believe this BS infiltrate your wonderful churches, which are shrinking, ever shrinking in population and attendance. You think you're winning. You're not winning. The powers that be are just shifting their narrative tools. And you think, oh, the tools they were using and the delivery vehicles they were using before, that the messaging has changed. And I'm not seeing as much pro-effinist this, pro-effinist that. We're winning. You're not winning. You think the powers that be are stupid? You think the people that print the money and who really rule the world are like, yeah, gee, you know, let's just give up. Let's just give up. The effinism's not as powerful. Yeah, we're losing. More men are now trying to embrace religion and improve themselves. Oh, look, the red pill. Oh, well, let's give up. No. They look, they push, they test, they see where they get pushback, they shift their methodology, the messaging. That's it. They just change their tools, their narratives, their methodology of delivery. That's it. They're continuing to deconstruct Western civilization. Well, you idiots out there talk about winning a culture war by focusing on the symptoms and the tools being used to deconstruct instead of actually focusing on the real problem, which is the people who are instituting these tools to deconstruct our Western societies. You're fools. And articles like this are a perfect example of what fools you are if you believe that some kind of paleo-conservative right-wing movement is winning a culture war in the West. We're losing ever more because the real agenda of all this stuff is replacement and depopulation of the Western world. And that hasn't changed. It just continues to get worse. So keep thinking you're winning something, guys. I will continue to try and actually present you with prescriptions that will work while other people just tell you what you want to hear. Anyhow, if you like my content and the raw, R-pilled-in-your-face way that I present you with the truth, not what you want to hear, but the truth, then please like and subscribe to my channel. Follow me on BitChute, where I am the Realist Philosopher. The Realist Philosopher. Give me a like. Give me a subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Leave a comment. It's good for the algo. And also consider making a donation to my GoFundMe to help me get into some more permanent housing. You'll find more information about what that's all about on my GoFundMe. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGTO, you know, philosopher. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day.